Shavua Tov, Gutvach, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer, Brooklyn, New York. Yesterday, we commemorated Asara Beteves. And Asara Beteves, as is well known, has a unique character trait to it. As opposed to all the other fast days, that other than Yom Kippur, which is in the Torah, but all the fast days that the Chachamim established or that were established outside of the Torah, each and every one of them, except for Asara Beteves, if it falls out on Friday, if it falls out on Shabbos, it's going to be pushed off. So, for example, if Tanis Esther falls out on Shabbos, it'll be pushed back to Thursday. If Tisha B'Av falls out, it'll be pushed off to Sunday. But Benkach u'Benkach, these fasts are going to be pushed off. The only one, which if it occurs on Friday, like yesterday, we observe it. And if it were to fall out on Shabbos, which it doesn't, but if it did, it would be observed, is Asara Beteves. And the question is, why? It's a famous question. Why is Asara Beteves? In fact, this is a tradition that is cited back by the Abu Dram, and the Abu Dram says that it's based on a connection to Yom Kippur, because the Navi Yechezkel refers to the Asara Beteves as Etzem Hayom Hazeh, and Yom Kippur is called Etzem Hayom Hazeh. So just like Yom Kippur, Etzem Hayom Hazeh overrides Shabbos, similarly, Asara Beteves, Etzem Hayom Hazeh would override Shabbos. The question is, what is the meaning of the fact that it overrides Shabbos? What is so significant? What is so powerful, so intense about Asara Beteves? In fact, one would think exactly the opposite. It's the least intense of all the fasts around the Churban HaBayis. So I would like to answer this question based on the teaching of the Lubavitcher Rebbe recorded in Likutei Sichos. And he suggests the following. We have a principle, the refuah before the makkah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares the remedy and the cure before he even sets loose the calamity or allows the calamity to go forth. So the idea of the refuah before the makkah can be seen in various places. But just to show one is the fact that the Gemara in Kiddushin says we have a very strange language in the Gemara in the Torah telling us that we have a mitzvah to learn Torah. It says, V'samtem es dvarei ela al avavchem. Put these words of the Torah on your heart. That's an odd way to say, learn Torah, or teach Torah. It should say, V'imaditem, ulamaditem, it should say something along those lines. V'samtem es dvarei ela al avavchem. What does this mean? So picking up on this oddity of language, Chazal say that we should interpret this language as a homonym. V'samtem, you, plural, shall put it on your heart, should be understood as two words, sam tam, which means an excellent remedy or an excellent cure, a perfect elixir. So it's a play on words over here. So it means, says the Gemara, that if a person wants to be able to be protected against the evil spiritual forces of the Yetzirah, so the person should take this remedy, literally a bandage, in the mashal of the Gemara. But take the remedy, take it, and if you take the remedy, then you will be protected. The refuah will be able to ward off any advances of the makkah. So that's refuah before the makkah. The Torah, in this scenario, is the refuah, is the cure, is the remedy, and the effects of the Yetzirah is the makkah. Okay, so what does this have to do with Asara Beteves? Lubavitcher Rebbe points out, now think about what Asara Beteves is. It was a siege around Yerushalayim. And the siege, really, what did it accomplish? It didn't accomplish that much. It impacted the travel plans of the denizens of Yerushalayim. But the truth of the matter is that the Jews living in Yerushalayim were not terribly affected. They had food, they had water, they had stores. They were able to continue living their lives. Okay? Their travel plans were put on hold. They couldn't come in, they couldn't come out. But on a deeper level, I'm not making light of a siege. It was a siege. But in essence, their lives were not inexorably altered. They weren't put to death. They weren't living in starvation. So what was the essence of this siege? So the Rebbe says that the siege had actually a positive element to it. It was the refuah before the makkah, meaning that in this siege, you know, when people are under siege, they have a siege mentality. What's the siege mentality over here? That everybody has to live with one another. You can't go in. You can't go out. There's nowhere to go. You have to be able to confront your neighbor. You have to be able to look at them and help them and assist them and have sympathy and have empathy because there's nowhere to go. And they have to have that for you as well. We can't ignore each other. There's no room here for sinas chinam, because we have to figure out how to work together. And if not, well, the whole edifice is going to crumble. So the siege, the matzar, the siege of Yerushalayim actually had the potential for extraordinary impact. And indeed, not just on an achdus level, Yerushalayim is an ir shechubra layachdav, it's supposed to be a ma'achid, it's supposed to unite Klal Yisrael, but even more than that, or building on that, the essence of Yerushalayim, as is hinted in its name, is Yerei Shalem. In other words, it is a place of Shlemus Hayira, where there is a perfection of awe and reverence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So here, the siege of Yerushalayim forces a powerful unity of Klal Yisrael, and building on that, in Yerushalayim, we have the Kohanim and the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, you have an intense spiritual atmosphere. Put that all together, and it can create a powerful expression of Jewish life. And so this was Asara B'Teves. Now, Klal Yisrael has Bechira Chavshis. You get to choose. You can either see the opportunity and grab the opportunity and make something of it, or you can ignore it and move on. And apparently, Asara B'Teves, the opportunity was missed by Klal Yisrael, because it ends up with Shiva Asar B'Tammuz ultimately, and ultimately the Churban HaBayis. But the potential was there. Look, actually, the refuah coming before the Makkah of Asara B'Teves is hinted to in the Pasuk itself in Yechezkel. Because the Pasuk says that the Melech Bavel was Somech al Yerushalayim, Somach Melech Bavel al Yerushalayim. So that's a weird way to say that he laid a siege to Yerushalayim. I mean, there are words in Biblical Hebrew that mean siege. Matzor, for example. Somach Melech Bavel. What does it mean, Somach Melech Bavel? So again, I would suggest that it's this similar phrase that we remember from the beginning of our talk. V'samtem estvarayela samtam, a perfect elixir. And the Navi Cheskel says that Melech Bavel was Somach al Yerushalayim. In other words, there's a double meaning here. Yes, he leaned on Yerushalayim, he created a siege, but there was also a sam, there was also a refuah here, there was a cure that was possible. And so this is what Asara B'Teves is. And this explains why Asara B'Teves overrides the Shabbos. Because we all know that on Shabbos, if you have a person who is ill and is critically ill, you can violate Shabbos to save their lives. You can violate Shabbos for a refuah if the person's life is in danger. So it makes quite a bit of sense to me that Asara B'Teves, which is meant to be a refuah before the Makkah, can override Shabbos. Because refuah for Sakanas Nefashos is 100% overriding Shabbos. Amazing. But I think that the fact that Asara B'Teves falls out right next to Parshas Vayigash is no coincidence and makes a lot of sense. The refuah before the Makkah. Yosef going down to Mitzrayim was the refuah before the Makkah of the Rav, of the starvation that ultimately ensued. And what does Yosef say to the brothers after he reveals himself? He tells them, and then he tells them to repeat to their father, Maharu, Ve'alu el Avi, go tell my father, and run to my father, and tell him the following, Ko amar bincha Yosef, so said your son Yosef, Somani Elokim la'adon l'mitzrayim. Somani. Not God put me, Somani put me, but listen to that word, Somani. You have that double meaning there again. Sam, meaning to place or to put, and Sam as a remedy, as a cure, as a medicine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me to Mitzrayim early on, says Yosef. I was the refuah before the Makkah. Asara B'Teves is meant to be a refuah, not a Makkah. And the question of whether it ultimately ends up the beginning of terrible calamity, or whether it can forestall or obviate the need for the calamity altogether, is entirely in our hands. Will this Asara B'Teves lead in 6 months from now to Tisha B'Av? Will this Asara B'Teves lead to a Tisha B'Av of Geula, to a Tisha B'Av of Simcha? Is this Asara B'Teves of yesterday, will it end up being a refuah before the Makkah? Or is it just going to be the beginning of the Makkah? We have to double down on Achdus. We have to double down on connection to Hashem. We have to double down on our Ben Adam L'Chaver, Ben Adam L'Makom. We have to be in a siege mentality. And by siege mentality, I mean we have to feel that we are all together one and confront one another, help one another, sympathize and empathize and do chesed for one another. And the more we are able to be in that siege mentality, that positive siege mentality, the more likely it is that the Ribbono Shel Olam will give Klal Yisrael, Am Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, the brachas of Shalom, and Geula Shleima, B'mehera V'Yameinu, Amen.